Hello, Kevin Burke.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin, it's Paul from Local Splash calling back. Happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I did get your email. I wanted to follow up with you regarding our monthly service here to get you on that first page and promote your business.
Yeah, good. Thanks for the call, man.
Oh, sure, of course. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, what we're really trying to do, we offer all the services
mm-hmm.
for a home, from realty, architecture, construction,
okay.
interior
right.
design, and furnishings. So the furnishings are coming. I have a showroom that I'm trying to sign a contract this week.
Okay.
But we'll be able to order online almost right away. But
oh,
the
nice.
Showroom won't be done. But we're based in Boca.
Okay.
But I think we can do, you know, basically, you know, all Palm Beach County along the east for us. Along the east
okay.
is good. I don't want to go west.
Gotcha.
And northeast Broward County, which is that Fort Lauderdale area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your service call is monthly, correct?
Correct. Yes, it is absolutely 100% month-to-month, at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. So you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it as well. It is month-to-month.
Nice.
So as far as the showroom, do you have a physical location that you'll be opening soon or not quite yet?
I think, yeah, it's going to be 11 Plaza Drive in
okay.
Boca.
Okay.
And I'll have all the in the next week or so.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we can actually obviously promote that physical showroom as well as all the other services that you provide. And it's residential and commercial, right?
Mostly residential.
Right, mostly residential, but...
We entertain some commercial.
Gotcha, yeah. So, of course, you know, you are going to get the detailed reporting and tracking, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. It's going to break down all the different keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. And when someone looks for your services or the products, the furnishings, you know, they'll be able to call you directly or they'll have turn-by-turn directions to the showroom as well.
Yeah, I can get that until this week to you.
Okay.
So how do you phrase your company, your marketing company?
Well, we're a digital marketing firm, so it's search engine optimization and paid ads and all the directories needed to be created. So really anything that deals with online marketing, we can
awesome.
We can accommodate that.
Okay.
So as far as branding the business, I mean, I know, or at least I've seen it as an LLC. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name? Atlantic Home?
It's still on our website. We hired a branding designer that got everything
okay.
ready for us.
Uh-huh.
Let me know once you get there, and you know, we'll go from there.
Okay. So it's AtlanticHomeFL.com, right?
Yes,
website.
Correct.
Gotcha. So it looks like the correct. Business is just Atlantic Home, right? That's how you would want it? No
yeah.
FL, no LLC?
Right. And
okay.
our main focus is custom homes. That's the big one, you know, design build
right.
firm and custom.
Sure.
Those are the two categories we want to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to eventually
else.
Be. Yeah, then we have to do realty and architecture and everything.
Right.
And then we're going to expand in different areas, like maybe Fort Lauderdale,
okay.
Jupiter, West Palm, and then next is Tampa. We've got some investors. This is a franchisable model.
Right.
And,
gotcha.
We're looking to go pretty big with it. So we'll start with this and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good. As far as the phone number that we are speaking on, this is the number for us to reach you regarding your account, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best number for us to contact you.
Yeah, eventually we're going to be getting, you know, like a Ring Central or something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, yeah.
And then the website's got the 5616023295, so that's the primary business number, right?
Yeah, and we'll switch that once we get Ring Central. That will
sure.
That will you know, direct people to Realty, you know, design,
right.
Furniture, build. That's all down the road shortly.
Right. Yeah. No problem. We can always update any and all information later on. And then I've got your email, not the info, but Kevin. At AtlanticHomeFL.com.
Yeah.
That's the best one for us to
perfect.
Contact you. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And then if you don't have any other information or questions for me, I should say, you know, we can get things set up. I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll be scheduling a follow-up call. There's a lot, obviously, that we still need to cover, I's and T's that need to be dotted and crossed. Verify information off of your website, information that I've got, you know, not just the hours of operation and the forms of payment that you accept, but, and how do you want your business to be branded? Mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call, and you don't have to be in front of a computer
yeah.
in a particular call.
If you follow the website, it's all right there. You know, a lot of the answers are right there for you.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Like I said, we've got the information there. It's about a 20-25 minute phone call. It's just kind of protocol. I mean, there are some questions that we have that we won't be able to find off of your website. That we do need to have, not really just to promote for your business, but to have on file for everything to be Google compliant. But I'll give the technician the heads up that, you know, pretty much everything can be found off of your website. But we can schedule that follow-up call for a little bit later on today. And then the other thing that I would need to do, because we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually is required that I read that. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, that it is a fixed rate, et cetera. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, Mr. Burke, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but assuming everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah. Want to set up a time for a call? That's totally good with me.
Okay, so the voice verification takes about, 5 minutes if I rush through it. I'll try to get through it quickly without being rude, and then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar and schedule that follow-up call. But give me just a second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay, so Kevin, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Burke, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Atlantic Home.
Perfect. That's exactly why I now have that. And then, Mr. Burke, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Patrick Burke, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Burke, as the owner of Atlantic Home, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Correct.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Kevin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly or visit the showroom, of course. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Burke, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect, yeah. As it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, first of all, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, all the directories and platforms, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Kevin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Burke, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. It also says, let's see. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Obviously, we'll make sure that we've got that showroom promoted for the business. Now, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's a good idea to let us know. Like I said, with the branding of the business as Atlantic Home, we wouldn't want any directories popping up with the FL or the LLC or both, that type of thing. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, and keep in mind I'm reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 12th of September, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month at the further reduced rate of $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, as well as a paid ad component to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where you most want to be found. Now, as I did mention before, and need to restate again, it is completely month-to-month, no contract, it's at will, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Kevin, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Burke, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kevin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Can I just, just to verify, it's $299 a month, but there's a
correct
upfront charge.
There's just the one-time setup fee of $99. The setup fee can be as high as $299, but I've got in the notes here that you were using Angie Leads or Home Advisor, so I took $200 off of that one-time setup fee. So it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to that first month, so the total is $398, and then every month moving forward, it is that flat rate of $299.
I understand. I understand. That's fine with me.
And then that first payment, Mr. Burke, is that MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
Yeah, let's do a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Yeah. Correct.
Is it first and last?
Let me double check that. Hold on one second.
Sure, no problem.
I think Atlantic Home is on there in my name. Give me Yes. Both.
Okay. Just first and last, or is the middle initial P or Patrick there as well?
Patrick, almost Patrick Aloysius, but I had a confirmation check. No way.
So it does say Kevin Patrick Burke on there as well as the business name?
Please, it Kevin does. P. Hold on a second. Yeah, Kevin P.
Okay, perfect. And then Mr. Burke, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427-3225.
Uh-huh. Okay.
2733.
Yes, sir.
8326.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
Is April 26th.
April 26th. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
Is 340.
340. So I've got 340, 340 on the back of the card in April or 04 of 2026, the expiration. And then the card itself, was it 4427, 3225, 2733, 8326.
Yes.
Okay. Does that bill at the 13815 Emerson Street?
Correct.
It does, and that's 33418. Okay. So in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, as well as the support email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support, and you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Might be a little short notice, although if you would prefer we do that that 1 o'clock, we could probably get you on there. There's also a 12 o'clock, and then later on this afternoon, there's a 3 and a, no, not a 3, there's a 4 and a 5, and not a 3 or the 6. So it looks like maybe 1 for sure, yeah. 2, 4, or 6.
I can do the 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay. So we'll let me just make sure that we can do that 1 o'clock. I know they do like to have a little bit of advance notice, but I'm going to see if they're going to allow me to do that there. And then too short for that 1 hour window for our automated system to send you the automated email an hour prior to it. But I'll go ahead and I'll send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but you can if you like. Many people do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have set up, or sent out, I should say?
Yep.
Okay. So if you open up the text message, it should go right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you click on the blue click here, then it goes to where we need it to go, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
I see, yep, your invoice located below in this email. Click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah, if you click on the click here. We are going to, of course, optimize your business on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people choosing Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to be found and get those calls, too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. You've already got a website, so we don't have to do a landing page for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing toward it, I want you to either copy and paste or type your name in exactly as it appears there. So it is case sensitive. It needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after. And since there is a middle initial, just be sure to put only the P and not a period after the P. It's a little
I'm doing that now, Paul, and it's asking me, it brought me to a website to sign in.
Yeah, it's asking you to sign in to your tracking and your reporting. So it's asking for a username and a password. You don't have to go that next step. In fact, I don't think you would be able to since your tracking system is not yet activated, but the automated system thinks that it is, and it's asking you to log in. In the next day or two, of course, we have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. In the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both a username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Sometimes people don't, but I can give you the username. It cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just the number 561-220-7799. That will be the username on your account. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or the username. They're basically the same thing. That way we can easily access it and forward it to the right department.
Yeah, what was that phone number again?
561-220-7799. That's the username. And then the next day or two, once your tracking system is activated, we'll send you that username along with a password. I haven't heard back from the supervisor over there, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it on the calendar. It looks like they should be able to accommodate. There's 2 spots available. I know that they want a little more advanced notice.
We're going to do this in 5 minutes? Is that what we're going to do?
It wouldn't be 5. It would be more like 15 minutes. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and especially with the short notice, they're going to want to get everything prepared first. So it would be a call probably 10 or 15 minutes after the top of the hour. So maybe about 15, 20 minutes, you should get that call. Take about 25, 30 minutes after that to get you off the call.
So that's 15, I'll get a call. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yep, okay. All righty. Other than that, Mr. Burke, wonderful to speak with you again. Happy Monday to you. I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting people in the door there at the new showroom, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. I wanted to make sure I've got the address correct. Did you say it was 11 Plaza Drive in Boca?
Yeah, I think 11 Plaza Drive East. I need to confirm that because there's going to be a suite number.
Okay, I'll put that in notes to our client interview technician. I will want to clarify that. If you'll have that information in 15, 20 minutes when they give you that call, that would be great, but I'll give them that little bit of heads up. But other than that, it is going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call in about 15, 20 minutes or so, but you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Take care. Bye-bye.